Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, 7:46, 14 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish, and maybe eventually by Gordon Dove, chairman of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. How you doing, Keith?
Morning, Tommy. It seems like you guys keep coming, going in and out on me here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Let me know if we got any other problems. I know we had a little bit of an issue with Gordon, and if we can get him, we'll put him on as well. First of all, kudos on the bridge tolls. We at least they're going into May now, right?
Yes. Yeah. I hear odds are on the 15th. Eh?
Yeah. I was getting around with Keith yesterday saying Boomtown put the line at 15, May 15th, and I'm betting the over on that, but we'll see. Let's talk about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, because I saw the letter from the Corps, and I was a little bit confused about what's going on here, and maybe we can take it back to the beginning. The state applied to the Corps for a permit, and the Corps didn't have everything they needed, but issued the permit anyway because they said the information didn't matter. But now they say the information matters. Why don't you tell me what's going on, Keith?
Well,
you're breaking.
Tommy, you broke off on me again. But you were talking about the information didn't matter. I'm asking.
The Corps said initially when they issued the permit that it didn't matter, but now they're saying it does matter, but that they didn't know what the information was. I'm confused as to how they would know it didn't matter.
Well, I don't see how anyone can say that the information didn't matter. It all matters because of the effects that it was going to have on the basin. We were able to stop this diversion at the point where, it all started with NFIP, with the flood and the base flood elevations. Mm-hmm. And, thank God we were able to grab it at that time because, we're at the office and we knew it was going to be a catastrophe for our parish. And that, they keep saying the science, but the science really tells us it's more detrimental to our parish and to our community than good.
So I'm reading from Joni Hess's story here from NOLA.com, and I'm just going to quote it. Corps officials stated in a previous letter to the state, obtained by the Times-Speaking Union, that it should have previously had information from a 2022 engineering report, but that the contents would have no effect on the permit. Corps officials now say that information and several other issues caused the Corps to reassess, and I guess that goes back to what I was saying earlier, where I don't know how this whole thing got to the point where it is, how the Corps could issue a permit on information they didn't have, saying the information was irrelevant.
You keep going in and out, but I'm just going to speak. I think I know what you're talking about. It's the fact that there was a whole litany of letters and requests studies that were supposed to be done, and why the Corps chose not to do them at that time, I don't know. Or was the state supposed to do? I'd probably think that the state and CPRA at the time were supposed to do the studies, but they failed to do so. I don't know. And, I have a hard time saying, the previous administration, but, they were really pushing hard prior to them getting out of office. And it seems like it's coming back to haunt them just a little bit here, quite a bit right now.
Speaking of haunting, we get haunted by some phone problems here occasionally, so we're going to perform an exorcism during the break. We'll try to get Gordon Dove on when we come back. We're talking with Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish, about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. I was holding court with some people in the store formerly known as Balestra's on Sunday for about a half an hour about the whole thing, and really a lot of confusion. Nobody knows what's good, what's bad, what's the science, what's not the science. It's a big, giant step, I know that. So you would think, with all of this money involved, that you want to make damn sure you're doing the right thing. So we'll pick it up here. We come back, 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Now WWL. 7:53, 7 till 8. Life is like a box of chocolates with the phone lines. Let's see if we got Gordon Dove in a little paper container there in our box of chocolates. You there, Gordon?
Yes, this is Gordon Dove, chairman of the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority for the state of Louisiana.
You're damn right it is. Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish, with us as well. Gordon, tell me what's going on with this Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, because I was talking to Keith Hinckley before, and I don't know who withheld information from whom and what was in that information. Do you know?
Well, a little bit over a year ago, When I was appointed by the governor and ratified by the full Senate, we started looking into the diversion. The cost overruns were just – the cost overruns are far above the monies that were allocated under the NIFWIF and NERDA funds of the BP fine settlement. So any monies above $2.88 billion comes out of the state of Louisiana, and the state would have to appropriate it. So right now you're about $3.1 billion, and you haven't even gotten to a lot of issues that we found. What happened in 2023, there was a rush to get this thing started. It was only 90% engineering was done. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of engineering. Have you ever heard of anyone starting a project with 90% engineering? I haven't. Mm-hmm. I've been a state contractor in Louisiana. I've been building for it since 1977, and I never heard of starting a project with 90% engineering.
Well, you can start it, but you certainly can't give an estimate on how much it's going to cost unless it's been engineered all the way through, right?
It originally started at $750 million. It escalated to $1.5 billion, then $2.1 billion, then $2.8 billion, and so it's about $3.1 billion and rising. The state of Louisiana doesn't. I mean, right now we have a lot of, you know, you've got 64 parishes in Louisiana. There's 20 coastal parishes. So the other 44 parishes have to give up a lot of money if you ever want to build this diversion. Mm-hmm. And then there's some other problems in it, Tommy. What happened when they rushed it to construction? Okay, in the Corps permit, and anyone listening can go look into the Corps of Engineers permit. It says you must have NFIP, National Flood Insurance Program,
compliance of 8 parishes, Plaquemine being one of them, Jefferson, and also St. Charles, St. James, St. John, Terrebonne, Lafourche. Of course, you got to have Grand Isle in Lafitte, which is in Jefferson.
Wait, what does that mean, Gordon? What does NFIP compliance mean?
At the National Flood Insurance Program.
No, I know that, but what does compliance mean? Means that what, as it relates to the diversion?
The diversion is so large. Maximum output is 2 billion with a B gallons per hour, not mm-hmm. per day.
Right.
The minimum you can run it to be beneficial is 1.3 billion gallons an hour.
Okay.
So according to the EIS, Environmental Impact Statement, which was done by engineers, it will lift the basin 1 foot 7 to 3 feet. Higher than that when you have a south wind pushing water in, and President Hinckley can explain to you all about south winds in that area.
So wait, now, when you say NFIP compliance, meaning it would change the whole equation when it comes to flood insurance, is that what you're saying?
Sir, it could well.
Elevations are elevated.
Wait, say it again, Keith.
1.5 to 3 feet.
Say that again.
And remember, that was in a core permit. That should have been done prior to construction. But there was a rush to construction. August of 2023.
Wait, stop 1 second. Hang on. I think the light bulb just went off. So it's going to raise the base level, which means to be in compliance with the NFIP program, houses would have to be built higher. Is that what we're saying?
It could well be, yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
They never did it, so I can't answer that question. But I would think, yes, if you're going to lift that basin, then you lifted sea level elevation, which your BFE, your base flood elevation on homes are based on. That should have been done prior to it. But the construction went out in 2023, and that was 2 months before the election in which Jeff Landry was elected governor, and he took office in January of 24. The models you're talking about, that there was some redaction done, was in 2022 when it was submitted to the Corps of Engineers. That is one of the main reasons that the Corps suspended the permit. Now, the Corps suspended the permit. What we did is suspend for 90 days with the contractor, the construction portion of it, because it was costing so much money with nothing going on. It was just good business sense to stop the bleeding. But getting back to the NFIP, all 8 parishes have to, your NFIP is administered by the parishes, correct? The parishes administer their own NFIP program with FEMA. The state does not administer that program. So that had to be approved. That was not approved. 800 buyouts. Because you lifted this basin up to 3 feet, you got camps and there's a marina back there from Myrtle Grove to Happy Jack to the communities along there. You have to build bulkheads and lift up these bulkheads to these camps. So they have a voluntary buyout. But when you're going to push 2 billion gallons of the polluted Mississippi River that has arsenic, barium, cadmium, the fecal levels with E. coli, and you can't swim in it, and you're going to lift that basin that high, the Barataria Basin becomes the Mississippi River. Now, I don't know about you, but my kids, I would not let my grandchildren or my children swim in that.
All right, Gordon, let me interrupt for a second. Keith, we got like 12 seconds left. So now all full stop until what?
All things stop until they can obtain permits, and we really don't see that this moving forward in this design. I truly believe we're going to be starting over, and we're going to be negotiating a different diversion of sorts.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back on WWL.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.